B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
On the line with us, pregame show Sunday, here he is, the host of the Gun on One podcast on the Comcast Business Hotline, D-Gun! What's up, D-Gun?
Anthony, how you doing, baby?
I'm happy, dude. I'm in a good mood. What a week. What a week we saw, man.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, considering what has happened with the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Phillies, man, this region needed some happiness, didn't they?
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, to me, I start with the coach because the coach, first of all, what you saw Sunday, and I'll ask you, I mean, I saw a guy with concepts. I saw a great game plan. I saw great play design. And listen, you know, the line played great, and you can look a lot smarter when you got a good offensive line. That's true. But I loved his approach, man. His approach was smart and what he was trying to accomplish.
And you know the most important thing we saw on the field Sunday from that offense? Speed.
Yes.
And I love how he designed and streamlines his offense to cater to the strength of every part of that offense. Streamline the offense to cater to Jalen Hurts' strengths, Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, Jalen Reagor. And basically he sent out the message, you don't know where we're going to attack you next. I love how he used the bubble screens. I love how it sets up the running game. I love everything about, you know, it was a big mystery going in because it was so vanilla in the preseason, and rightfully so. And a lot, you know, we all thought, how rusty is it going to be since the regulars didn't play? Man, that thing was smooth as silk coming out. Had a few minor rough patches, but so what? Once it got going, I'm sitting there, it's like every other play, I'm going, wow.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean because I was doing the same thing. I liked everything. I liked his decision making. So not only did I think he commanded the offense well, and I liked his approach, but he also was a coach. He was CEO. He was a CEO. His head was not buried in the chart the way Doug's head was buried in the chart.
No, you can tell. He was like two or three plays ahead. He knew exactly what he wanted to do each and every play. Stayed with the concepts, and did it work? You know, now, obviously, you got to clean up the minor penalty stuff. Okay, first game, I get that. But so what? When you have a group of young kids like that, and you're trying to insert and establish confidence in them, what a great way to come out of the gate to build that confidence for a much tougher part of the schedule coming up.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. What'd you think of Jonathan Gannon and the defense? And how, you know, I thought he rolled coverage toward Ridley, made adjustments. It seemed pretty on point. And he let his D-line, especially Hargrave, hunt.
Well, you know, the first couple of series, you know, genuine concerns. I think the Falcons ran 29 plays in the first two offensive series, and they were gouging him on the run. But once they made the adjustments and his D-line was playing better gap control, linebackers were coming up and filling in better, it forced Atlanta to be one-dimensional. I love the way he adjusted. It took him a little while to figure out exactly what Arthur Smith was trying to do with his offense. Once he took away that element, obviously the Falcons want the run and help set up the pass. He took away that run in the second half of the game. It made Atlanta one-dimensional. They started rolling their coverage over to Calvin Ridley. And obviously, when you look at Atlanta, it's a team that doesn't have the explosive components overall that we were accustomed to seeing in the past. But I thought Jonathan Gannon did a great job in a game of chess, figuring out what the opposition was doing and then adjusting it to put him in checkmate.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we're talking to D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. Let me ask you, how do you match up now Sunday when you look at San Francisco? Yep. What are you kind of feeling?
Kyle Shanahan is one of the better play designers in the National Football League. He loves to use plays of deception, keep a defense on his heel. Big blow to them. They lost their plow horse, Raheem Mostert. But then they come with this kid, rookie Elijah Mitchell, who comes out and runs for over 100 yards. They had over 130 yards rushing. in that game. And I'm talking to a few people on the West Coast and reading a little bit more on the 49ers. Now the whisper is they may try to use Trey Lance in a limited fashion, but in a similar form to what we are accustomed to seeing Taysom Hill do with the Saints. Now, obviously, Trey comes in, plays one play, throws a touchdown. All right, so we don't know his full body of capability, but if he's able to utilize Trey in any way, shape, or form in an extended role, that's another element the Eagles have to be concerned with. The 49ers offense, like the Eagles offensive line in a lot of ways, they have four former first-round picks on that offensive line, and they want to play bully ball on both sides of the football. When they're healthy, they're as physical as any team on both sides of the football in the National Football League. I think it's going to be a physical game. I don't know if it's going to be as high scoring of a game as this first one was for them, but I just want to see these young kids go up against this test. If they can pass this 49ers test, then the door is open in terms of what this team was capable of doing when you look at the rest of the schedule. But I think this is going to be a really good game and a good test for this young Eagles team.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I'm with you. So when we talked last week, you had something kind of surprising, I thought, that Hugh Douglas told you. And that was the whole thing about the quarterback. Well, the quarterback was fantastic. I thought he ran Sirianni's offense perfectly. You know, he showed he's a smart kid, great leader, all that stuff. And I thought he looked good. I mean, you know, it seemed like if you're going to evaluate him week to week, I mean, I thought he got a high mark. He got high marks for Sunday.
What else do you want the kid to do? 75% completion, three touchdown passes, a 126.4 passer rating. He ran that offense flawlessly. What I liked the most about him was his ability to feel the blind pressure to step up, step away, and either make a play on the move or step up and take off and run. And that's the makings of a solid quarterback in today's National Football League. And they have designed plays for him to take off and run the football. I don't like seeing a quarterback run as much because, you know, once he passes that line of scrimmage, it's open season. But obviously, you know, Nick Sirianni has some great design plays for him to take off just to give a defense another element to think about. I don't think he could have run that offense any better than he did in his debut. And as we talked about last week, when you think about the pressure hovering over this young man, all the whispers about trades, you know, imagine being that young man and having that kind of pressure, you know, put upon you, you know, not knowing what they think about.
Yeah, I mean, it's quarterback pressure, man. Right. It's all about quarterback.
Yeah, you know.
All around the league, I mean, that position is filled with listen, but here's the beauty is that he's equipped. You know he's equipped to do it because he dealt with it all in college at the highest level.
No question. At Alabama, at Oklahoma, there's no question. And everybody I had talked to said this kid is older than his years with his poise, his confidence, his maturity, the way he absorbs the playbook, always staying extra time to get information, to ask questions. And that's what you want to do. You want to be successful at this level? That's what you do. You put in the work. And nobody can take away from him the fact that since the spring, he's been putting in the work to get ready for what's to come. And he did an incredible job in his first game in a new offense.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you, man. Who's on the Gun On One podcast this week?
Oh, man, I got Mike Quick on this week. And Mike is great in terms of just breaking down what he saw. Mike talks about, you know, how he spent time away from the masses with Jalen Hurts and what he learned about him. And then he broke down the young receivers and what he
I know, I'm dying to hear what he says about DeVonta Smith,
oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. So
he's a star,
make sure you listen in.
He's a star.
One, this kid's a star to making. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, when somebody asked him after the game, when did you know that? When did you know you were what? When you were going to score that touchdown? He said, as soon as I got open. I'm like, yeah. This kid.
He's a cloud runner, man. He's a cloud runner.
Oh my goodness. But then when you're playing in Alabama, you're basically playing pro football because every day in practice, you're going up against the best
corners. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yes.
I just love the way he glides.
The pros is second nature.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I love the way he gets off press coverage.
Yeah.
I love everything about his game, man.
Yeah. I'm a Quezman, too, by the way. I think Quez got some talent.
Oh, I am, too.
Yeah.
And he's going to get his. You know, that's another dog who's going to eat. He's going to get his, and that's another element. I can't wait because he's openly talked about he is the fastest man on that team, you know, bar none.
He reminds me of, like, you know, if you saw Van Jefferson last week for the Rams. You know, there's Darnell Mooney in Chicago. Some of those speed guys who got integrated into the offense, I think Quez is along those lines.
I do too. You know, considering how they spread the wealth, he may not be a 1,000-yard receiver, but he is going to be an.
He's
going to
get you big plays, right? That's what you want.
Get you big plays,
yeah.
And not so much just stretching the field, but man, those bubble screens, the way Sirianni's using those bubble screens and those hitch passes. Mm-hmm. I want.
Well, at some point, what's going to happen? But here's what's going to happen, right? Teams are going to see that, they're going to catch on to that, and they're going to creep up, and they're going to try to take away all the all that stuff, right? All the horizontal stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's where the Quez goes over the top. That'll feel.
You know what? You know what, man? With the weapons they have now, you can't double everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, I do love, man. I'm not having to see the Doriel Green slime. And even Aguilar, I know he's resuscitated his career, but all those frying pan hands, oh, thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And I do believe, I would say this, I do believe that the presence of Devontae Smith and Jalen Watkins has helped Jalen Reagor focus better and elevate his game. You know, he's not the man now. You know what I mean? He's a first round pick, but he's not the man.
I agree.
He's got more kids in there now.
It helps him out big time. He needed that. You know what? It's a great point, D.
Absolutely.
Listen, great stuff, babe. Appreciate it. We'll be listening Sunday morning. You and Devon, baby. And AJ Field.
Have a great day.
All right, buddy. There he is, D Gunn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.